After EFF founding member Floyd Shivambu abandoned the Red Berets for the MK party, we talked to political analyst Prof. Susan Boyson.
My initial reaction was certainly one of a mixed, well, maybe this is a long time in the coming and otherwise surprised. We know that there was some level of fallout between Shivambu and Malema. We know that Shivambu has got leadership aspirations. We know that the EFF under Julius Malema does not leave the space for that. So we have I've been aware of a few incidents along the way. Since it has been such a long time in the coming, and on previous occasions there have been slight leadership changes at the top in EFF, and the leaders below Malema had largely accepted it, I was taken by surprise, the level of surprise, by the fact that Floyd Shivambu decided to go over to the MK party, which is a fascinating move, and which, if it is handled strategically, it could in the long term hold benefits, but it does not seem to have been the primary motivation at this stage of the game, the biggest strategic reorganization of the left, but at first level, rather the personal factors. And so what did surprise me is that MK party came into the equation here, and I was surprised that there wasn't more of a calculated strategic deliberation in forming it. And for the EFF immediately going forward, it's a big setback. And a setback in the sense that it has already just been in a position of suffering electoral decline at the hands largely of the MK party. And, you know, so many other political parties in South African landscape did not grow. The EFF did not grow. I wouldn't say because it didn't grow in this election that it is a dying party. There are lots of possibilities going forward, but it is certainly a tough road ahead for the EFF moving forward. Because if we just think back a little bit in the early run-up to the election, it was even expected that the EFF could exceed the Democratic Alliance in this May's elections. Mm-hmm. But then when the MK party started taking off, it became clear that that would not be the case. So it has been a big setback for the EFF. Yesterday's developments are an additional important setback. And so I think the EFF will find it very difficult to grow in future, also because, as also anticipated in yesterday's media briefing, there could be further movement from the EFF by Floyd Shivambu's followers into the MK party. So it could still bleed quite a bit of support. So it is that the EFF finds it in a very difficult space. But I do not call it a dying party because we know at what minor, minuscule level so many political parties in South Africa do survive. Think of the UDM. COPE is basically obliterated in the last election. But the UDM has survived at a very low level for a long time. BAC has survived all the time at a very low level. And so, but it depends whether the EFF will accept that kind of existence for the time being. I don't think it has a choice but to accept that. I think it is possible that in future there could be amends, there could be a rapprochement again between the EFF and then the MK party, or between this leadership core. Now, politics is a long game, and much can happen just in a day or a week. If these parties have some sense of goodwill remaining between them, and from yesterday's briefing and the fact that it was a joint briefing and generally handled in a very civil, even in some respects a warm fashion, suggests that in future they could perhaps be a convergence again. I think such a convergence would take reorganization, would require reorganization of the party political playing field to the left of the ANC. And in that one, basically pay the caucus, progressive caucus in parliament style of alliance that could also come together in due course in parliament and beyond parliament. And it could constitute a significant reinvented and maybe ideologically more sincere political force to the left of the ANC. But for that, it would take maturity and cooperation between these parties, because they could probably operate in very complementary, mutually beneficial ways and could in future perhaps even become one political party. If they have a project of the border reconstitution of the left in South African party politics, if they have that in mind, if that is the bigger project that they want to drive in the spirit that they called the revolutionary struggle in yesterday's meeting.
Boysen says it remains to be seen if the MKP will be willing to make space for non-Zulu speaking prominent leaders.
So far, there are not too many signs that it is reconstituting itself as a proper party. We know that the MK party still inordinately centers on Jacob Zuma. Even if Jacob Zuma is virtually an absentee leader, we know he cannot be in parliament because of legal constraints, but he is not playing a highly visible leadership role beyond parliament either. And so we've seen quite a few high profile, often unfortunately not very exemplary profile, but leaders coming into the party. We know that the MK party is acting against a large number of its MPs. We've heard that there could also be action against some of the members of the KwaZulu-Natal provincial legislature. So there is a scarcity of high-level experienced political leadership in that party. We will still have to see whether the MK party is willing to really make space for prominent non-Zulu background speaker leaders like Floyd Shivambo. There is a scope for that. Some people are very skeptical whether that will happen, whether that space will be created. But we also have seen that the MK party has won support in constituencies in this last election, provincially in Mpumalanga, in Gauteng, areas that are not just inhabited by people of Zulu ethnic national background. So if the MK party operates with wisdom, it will be aware that it will really benefit from extending the pro-leadership profile, cultural background of the leadership profile. And Floyd Shivambo, people like him, could play a big and almost instant role in according that kind of status, that kind of profile to the MK party.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.